Ben rubbed his eyes with the heel of his hand, then stretched. He wished Vistara wasn't so... well, he wished she was uglier, or stupid, or unpleasant. But she wasn't any of those things. He knew she was a Sith, knew that she was trying to manipulate him. But blast it, he also knew that on some level she cared. She was trying to drag him over to the dark side. But what if he could bring her to the light side? There was good in her. He'd felt it in the Force. She wasn't like Jason, not yet. She was much more like Tahiri. True, she'd been born Sith and raised with a whole planet full of them. But maybe she was Sith because that's all she knew. Maybe if she was shown another path, she'd take it. After all, even in her conversation with Gavar Kai, she'd admitted that she liked him. A question formed in his mind. His father returned a few minutes later. Vistara was not with him.
Dad?
Yes.
Do you think Gavar Kai would kill his own daughter if she disappointed him?
Luke considered the question. I think he cares for her very much, but he is very demanding. Yes, I do think that if she disappointed him and he found out about it, he'd kill her. Ben had his answer, and it was not the answer to the question he'd just asked his dad. It was good to be Sith, to be in command of your own vessel, and to be charged with so pleasant a task, mused Leha Fall. She leaned back in the command chair, enjoying the sensation. Her chair. Her ship. She had been wise to ally with Sara Sue Talon a few years ago. She had observed how his star was rising among the Circle, and had contrived to be assigned to the Black Wave. Contrived and assigned, of course, meant that she had arranged for the assassination of her current competition and two other possible threats. Their bodies had never been found. It would seem that although they had been beaten back from the main cities of Kesh, the huge aggressive Rukaros were still eager to feed and continue their species. Her insight had proven correct. Now she was here, in orbit around this backwater planet, assigned to perform a task that would specifically please the leader of this whole expedition. And once that was out of the way, she would rejoin the fleet and be part of the ultimate Sith victory. With the power Talon would command, and the Skywalkers eliminated, there was no telling how far she could...
Incoming message, Captain, said Sindor.
She smiled prettily at him. He had once been captain of this vessel, and was dealing surprisingly well with his demotion to second in command. Which, of course, meant he had some sort of plot up his sleeve. She'd have to be careful. But then again, she was Sith. And there was a joke among the Sith that they were always born face up to protect their backs.
From Commander Sara Sue Talon.
It was only the commander's voice, but that was enough.
The flotilla is ready to depart for the Maw, Captain Fall,
came Talon's smooth voice.
Join us when you are able.
Of course, sir, Leha replied. That will be soon, I hope.
As do we all. I would hate for you and your crew to miss all the fun. Remember your duties, Captain.
I ever do, sir, said Leha.
Sara Sue Talon had told Luke Skywalker that he had left two vessels behind to wait for the Rockhound. That was not entirely true, although neither could it be said that it was entirely false. The vessels would be well into the Maw by the time Lando Calrissian arrived with his asteroid tug, but Lando would be able to catch up with them quickly enough. It simply worked better for the Sith if they were not here when the Rockhound arrived.